Gerard, a 10-2 final scoreline, but what did you make of the performance overall?
I thought we got better as the game went on. I thought we were pretty sloppy in the first period, to be honest. We created a lot of chances all throughout the night. I think the scoreline is what it should be, to be honest. I thought we outplayed them all night.
In some respects, is it quite difficult to coach a game like that, particularly a third period when you're seeing the scoreboard ticking over?
I don't think it's hard. It's just letting the boys go out and just a reminder that, we are up here for 4 points this weekend, and it was just kind of the commitment to our third guy high. But the creativity's there. We got a lot of skill, and it showed in the third.
Good news is that two players came back into the lineup, and particularly Robert Dowd. He's got himself a pair of goals. That must be huge in terms of confidence for him, but also for him to come back into the lineup, it gives you just another option.
Yeah, and he's a tremendous player. He's a heck of a player, and his skill level is immense. So yeah, before he got hurt, I think the confidence was a little bit low with the goal scoring. I think he was trying too hard. So to come back at especially the early one, I think should fill him a lot of confidence. I thought he played really good for his first game back.
What are you going to do with him going forward? Because that's going to be a challenge for you, isn't it? To keep him happy in one respect, but also to get him the ice time that he needs to influence a game.
I think it's just the flexibility amongst our team. We've got very good team morale. You guys need to understand that all the decisions I make aren't individual based. They are for the team, and guys have to buy into that. And that's the only way we're going to be successful. If guys don't buy in, it's going to be a lot of trouble. But the group we have, I've got the utmost confidence that they will. I'll try to communicate to them as best I can, and everybody's really understanding. And we all want to win.
How's Pascal? He had a little bump in the third period.
Yeah, it's hockey. You're going to get some bumps. It was a dirty hit. I don't know what that kid's thinking. We still have to play those guys this year, so I'm not sure if that kid had that in mind. So it's something we're mindful, and we will remember that hit going into the next game.
But he's a player that needs to play on the edge, isn't he? He's a guy that's got to have that about his game.
Well, yeah, guys aren't made of glass. They're going to have to get hit, and he's been out for some time, so might as well take a hit the first game back.
What does this do then going into tomorrow night in Dundee? How do you see that?
It just leads it into it nicely. I think, the goals is his confidence. Power play was very good tonight. Our penalty kill was really good. So there's a lot of little areas I'm really happy with. But, we came up here for four points. So I think it's just the feel-good factor for a couple hours tonight. And get ready for tomorrow.